Jee.
Matt, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 25th of August. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 400 miles west of Rockall, 956. Expected 200 miles west of Bailey, 963 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Northwesterly, 4 to 6 at first in South Utsira, otherwise variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 4 later. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first and 6 later. Showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in 40s. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly, mainly 3 to 5, but 6 at first in northeast Fisher, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southerly later, mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest later in White. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain later, good. Occasionally poor later. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain later, moderate or good. Occasionally poor in southeast Fitzroy. Northwest Fitzroy, west Sole. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 4 to 6. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, except in North Rockall, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in West Rockall and 5 in Shannon. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeasterly, veering southerly in Malin, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southwest Bailey. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later in western southeast Iceland. Occasional rain, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South, southeast 5, 5 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south, southeast 3, 14 miles, 1011, falling. Lerwick, southeast by south 1, fog 100 metres, 1015, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 1, mist 4 miles, 1015, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 1, 1016, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 4, 5 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, southeast by east 4, 27 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 3, 5 miles, 1016. Scilly Automatic, south by west 2, mist 3 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Valentia, south 4, 8 miles, 1009, falling. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 2, 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast by south 3, 22 miles, 1011, falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation during Monday, high pressure over southeastern areas will decline as an active cold front associated with a deep area of low pressure over the northeast Atlantic approaches from the west. As a consequence, the wind and sea state will gradually increase in western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later in Moray Firth and in northwest. Fog patches at first near Orkney, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in north and variable 3 or less at first in south, but becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Rain at times later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 2 or 3, backing southeast 4 or 5, veering south 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, veering south 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bell, southeasterly 3 or 4, backing easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, southeast 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later, rain later in west, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 2 to 4, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, then veering west later, rain or showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, then veering west or southwest later, rain or showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time, later in north, rain or showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest, decreasing 3 at times elsewhere. Rain for a time later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man. South, backing southeast 3 to 5, then veering south 4 to 6, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain at times later, good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 3 to 5 later, fair, then rain, perhaps thundery, then showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in far north, then veering southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later, rain for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first near the mainland, then veering south 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly veering southerly later 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in far north, increasing 6 at times elsewhere. Fair, then rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasional drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first, and poor later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Rabbi Charlie Baginski.
Good morning. When I was a child, my father would read me a poem by A.A. Milne about James, James, Morrison, Morrison, who warns his mother never to go down to the end of the town without him. Of course, one day she does, and is never seen again. In my family, we each saw something different in that poem. My father, a teacher, saw the way children sometimes care for their parents. My brother, a child protection social worker, saw a child's fear that a parent might leave and not come back. For me, it has always been about loss, the simple truth that people leave us and there is nothing we can do to change it. We all know what it is to have an empty chair in our lives, someone who used to be there and now is not. The space they leave can feel impossibly large. And yet, in another sense, they are still with us. I believe those we have loved live on in us, in our words, our values, the way we greet the day, the way we love others. Their presence is felt, even in their absence. There is a line in the Bible when Jonathan says to David, knowing they may never see each other again, your chair will be empty, you will be missed. May we carry the memory of those we love with tenderness. May we live in a way that honours what they gave us. And may we choose life as they would have wanted for us. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Rabbi Charlie Baginski. Now, Farming Today with Kathleen Carraher and the story of the summer migration of crofters and livestock in the Western Isles.
I'm standing on a huge tract of moorland about 10 miles outside the town of Stornoway in the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides. As you can probably hear, it's a miserable day with heavy rain and strong winds.